listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Journal Record's senior reporter, Sarah Terry Kobo. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, Sarah, let's get an update today on the Tallahena Veterans Center in southeastern Oklahoma. Now, this is a nursing home for veterans that's been under the microscope of lawmakers for a number of years now. About a month ago, the State Veterans Affairs Office issued a request for proposals to relocate this center. What are some of the qualities that the agency is looking for in a new Veterans Center site?
So they want to know how many workers are available in the area, how many local support services there are nearby, how suitable the property will be if it's an existing building, or what the site will look like if it's undeveloped land. They also want to know the economic indicators in the area. How will they maintain operations during the transfer? And it has to be within 90 miles or 2 hours driving distance of Tallahena.
Now, before we go any farther, give us a little bit of background here. Why are they considering the closure of this facility in the first place and relocating it elsewhere?
Right. So the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs has cited a number of issues, including some black mold within a few buildings, not enough workers, kind of a revolving door there in terms of staff, and perhaps most importantly, the deaths of two veterans. That seems to be pretty straightforward as far as the agency is concerned. However, the former mayor of Tallahena and town trustee Don Faulkner says the whole process has been politicized.
Has there ever been an audit of this facility?
Well, there have been audits in the past, and there's another one that's coming up to be released pretty soon. The state auditor and inspector's office is conducting that right now, and he's coordinating with Attorney General Mike Hunter.
What have been some of the staffing challenges at the Tallahena Center?
Well, so they've got a new executive director, for one, and they've got many new staffers. Faulkner says it has been difficult to recruit people and to keep people. The requirement is that a staffer must spend at least 2.85 hours of time per patient per day. Faulkner says as of February, they were well above that point. They need 260 people to work at the center, and in a town of about 1,000 people, that's about a quarter of the population.
What are leaders in Tallahena doing to keep the veterans' nursing home in their community?
Well, they're trying to spread the word and provide evidence that it is viable. Faulkner talks about the upgrades that have been made to some of the buildings in the center, and they've added staff hours per patient. He also says there's land that the city owns that could be used to build a new center, but it's not yet clear if the town or someone in the town has submitted a proposal within this RFP process.
Now, Tallahena is a really small town. What do leaders in the community say will happen if the Veterans Center closes and moves elsewhere? Because as you mentioned, this is a really big workforce for that community.
Exactly, exactly. So the Chamber of Commerce Director Vera Nelson says it will erode the city's tax base. If people don't have jobs, they won't buy houses and they'll move away. That's her fear. And she says it's the city's largest employer. And that's the case in a lot of small towns, right? A hospital or a large healthcare facility like this is the largest employer.
So you mentioned the tax base. I imagine if you take away those employee salaries at the Veterans Center, I mean, that's a lot of money that won't be spent there in Tallahena.
Right. You know, when you think of the appropriations of what the Department of Veterans Affairs has requested for that center, it's like $7.5 million just for the payroll alone. That's about half of the total appropriations for a year for an operating cost for a year. $15 million. That's a lot of money for that small town.
What do we know about any proposals that Tallahena has put forward to rebuild the Veterans Center in their community?
Well, we don't know yet. We'll know in August when the RFP process is complete. That's when those names of those bidders will become available.
Sarah Terry Kobo is the Journal Record senior reporter. Sarah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, at Journal Record and at KGOU News.